Dolphin has released version 5.1 of its line of screen access products, HAL, Supernova and Luna, and to tell us about them, we're joined by Steve Bennett from Dolphin in the United Kingdom. Steve, welcome back to the show. Great to have you back on. HAL is a developing product in an exciting way, and of course you've got that whole family of access technology products. Tell us a bit about the version 5.1 release and what you're particularly proud of.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. We've made a lot of advances in the magnification area. So we now have color smoothing in all fonts and different colors, any color. So wherever color you prefer to use, it smooths beautifully. It's strikingly different on the net now. So you've not got one color smoothed and then another one of your choice. Everything is smoothed. It really does make a big difference.
Okay, for people like me who are totally blind, does that make it significantly easier to see then, to see your way around the internet?
It does. Previously, we would have had the black text smoothed nicely. All the color font and particular links would always break up. Made it very, very pixely. In high magnification levels, you had been looking at square blocks. It may have been difficult to work out what the actual link said. And selected text, of course, again, would have broken up. So no, that just doesn't happen.
Okay, that's an exciting development then.
We're really pleased with it. In particular, the feedback that we've had from customers, how much easier they found to use the net, not the product, but the net. So that's been really encouraging for us.
Okay.
There's also another, we were in colour, we did some other things as well, so we've put in a colour replacement. Particularly we found that our customers with macular degeneration had difficulty seeing certain colours. So, for instance, if you can't see the colour cyan, it can actually be replaced by any colour of your choice. And that's not just in font, that's everywhere. And you can pick all the colours, so it's not just one you get to choose, it's anything.
Right, and so that overrides any settings that might be configured elsewhere on the computer.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're trying to do is try to leave the Windows operating system as it is, so that when you unload your software from Dolphin, it actually goes back to its original configuration. And in fact, we've put this, what we call configuration, setup utility in. So actually many of the changes are temporary made. Windows XP in particular, there's some font moving things in there which don't help us. So those are temporarily made, and you can select and unselect those.
Because it can be such a hassle when a visually impaired person is trying to share their computer with someone else.
Yeah, really useful. Again, back to Windows XP, if you're using the fast user switching options, literally when you switch to the next user, even with it running in the background, you'll find that straight away it goes back to the original Windows settings. So found that quite useful at home. Where we use it there a lot.
Okay.
There's a colour changer. What we call a colour background change. So if you'd like blues and yellows at the back, rather than changing your Windows settings, you can actually pick a theme. So perhaps blues and yellows, greens, blues. There's about 20 different settings that you can actually pick. Now, all of these, the colour replacement and the colour effects, are all application-specific, so you can have them different for each application. So if in XP you find, Word, you find that you want to be able to have blue and yellow, but when you go into Excel, you want green. Again, you can, as soon as you switch to it, the colour theme will change automatically.
Okay, so does that get saved with a map file in some way or somewhere else in the system?
Yeah, the map file is something quite separate.
Okay.
What we have here is what we call a setting file, and that gets saved. If you've loaded the software onto the PC, it'll get saved to the PC. If you've saved onto a network, then you'll find that wherever you log in, those settings will come back to you, how you last left it, on whatever computer you log back into on that network.
So how does that differ from the ability to specify background colours with the standard Windows features? I guess that's not necessarily program-specific, is it?
No, it's not. That is, you set the PC, and it is that. It's particularly difficult, if you've got other users of the PC, or if you're working on networks. So this just switches back, so it unloads and goes back to the original Windows setting. But we think, or we hope, we've tried to get some better colour themes for everybody. We took a lot of advice on what people would find best for them.
That is such a difficult one, isn't it? Because when you talk to people with partial sight, there's so much variation in what works depending on the visual condition, apart from preferences, that you find different types of contrast work better for some people than others.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, that's one thing that came home to us very quickly, is there was no right and wrong answer here, and we had to build some flexibility in that people could actually change it themselves, and that's what we've done as well. So you can actually change the colour to what you prefer to do it. And you can also put a tint in if you find that you want to, like, put a blue colour wash, green, etc., etc.
Brilliant. And what else is new?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. We've placed the modifier key in there, which some of our competition uses. So we've used the user has the choice to use caps lock insert, the number pad insert, what we in the UK call the grave key, which is near the escape. And we've also put a JFW set of emulation keys in, so if people have difficulty first coming to the product, they can actually use those, and that's for HAL in particular.
Yeah, I must say that the caps lock key is a cool idea, I think, and not many people seem to remember this, but that was first in Window Ridge 2000. A lot of people associate that with JFW, but I think Window Ridge were the first to put it there, and it's useful for laptop users, incredibly useful.
Absolutely, yeah, and that came home to me about 20 minutes ago when I tried to use my insert key, not the number pad, on my laptop. I just realised how useful that the caps lock is.
Yeah, so what do you call that key now? Is it the HAL key, is that what you're calling it, or just a modifier key?
Yeah, Dolphin modifier key, would you believe?
Okay.
It's called in there. We will pick out, we're coming to the end of our hotkey set, so we're going to pick out a standard key that's set will be set, but the user at the moment gets the choice to use the key they prefer and can sign the key at their hotkey set.
And how comprehensive is the JFW emulation?
I think it hits where it can. There are a number of features which the JFW products don't do, which Supernova does in particular, and HAL, and vice versa, of course. So where we can, we've matched up. What we were hoping to do is very aware of people spend a lot of time learning the hotkeys, and when they come to a machine which has a different set of software on, they can't immediately get on, and that's what we were hoping to do, is they can do at least the basic function.
All right.
So, and it helps that switch over, which we were hoping people would make as well. They'd have a look at, when they perhaps looked at the demonstration version of HAL, they'd be able to see as it is rather than trying to learn the hotkeys straight away.
Right, so they can really one of the things about HAL that really did impress me was how responsive it is.
Yeah.
It's one of the most responsive screen readers I have ever played with.
Yeah,
so people can concentrate on those sorts of things rather than try and get their head around a whole new set of hotkeys when they do the demo.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
Drop Flash 6 support in there as well, so providing that it includes the auto refresh for reading, that's now available. People can use Flash 6. There's some HTML support, so you can find yourself sort of table support, you can find your location and the number of columns, and the rows, of course, and whereabouts you are. That's going to change adding to that soon as well.
Great.
And, of course, we've got an application information, so you can actually, with our maps, you do get some new hotkeys to move that aren't set into, say, Word, for instance. So if you want to read the text alignment, you press Shift and number pad 7, and there's a hotkey now for those to be read out. So you can find out what specific hotkeys have been set for each application.
Does it come up in a kind of a buffer that you can navigate, or do you just have to listen to the list and then...
Yeah, you can navigate it, or right. Or press the document read function, what you prefer to do.
Okay, that's useful. Right.
Yeah,
I understand you have made some expansions to the map file syntax to allow even more power for developers of the map files.
Yeah, I have. We've done a lot of work with call centres. And in particular, they were after being able to monitor a particular place on the screen. The way that the sighted operator tends to use is information flashes in one box about information on the other side of the screen. So what we've done is you can now monitor marker a particular area, and that can be placed into the map. So there should be a map out fairly shortly for things like Instant Messenger from MSN, and then it'll monitor the part which says such and such is typing, I believe, at the bottom. So you can hear that, somebody's actually, it'll notice the change and then read that out to the person. But it doesn't have to just be a read, it could be a series of actions. You can tie a whole macro together on that.
How's the map file system been received? Because, I mean, you did an awful amount of work on that for version 5, and how professional came out with all these development tools. Is it taking off the way you'd hoped?
Yeah, I'm really pleased. saying that is, because people can update from the internet and just get all the maps from Dolphin, we've been really encouraged that... I think it's something over 100 maps are available free to download now. Most of those come with the product, but there are new ones being added. I think it's 3 or 4 this week. It's gone particularly well. It's nice where somebody says, can ring us and say, I really need to be able to navigate to this particular point. We can make adjustments to the map, place it on the internet, and everybody is able to do that. So that's really nice.
So does Dolphin develop those exclusively, or do you have a user community that also contributes map files to that site?
Yeah, we do. We found that we've done a lot of training with our dealers, but there's also a few really computer literate people that have actually picked up ever so quickly. I can think of one in particular in the UK, and they're actually making maps available on applications which we not immediately thought would be that useful. I think SoundForge, where it wasn't on our first list, but one of our customers has gone and done it and is now distributing it to people. It's nice from that point of view.
Yes, are we talking about Brian?
Yeah, that's right.
We had him on the program last week, actually, and he was saying that he's looking forward to a few of the new features in 5.1 to do some of the things he wants to do.
Yeah, Brian's picked it up particularly well, I'm very encouraged by Brian is always coming back with, yeah, this is nice, but if you did such and such, this would be really great.
So yes.
Take a notice of Brian, and I'm very grateful for his input.
It is great value. Can I ask you about the coexistence thing? Because this is something that we've covered a lot on Main Menu, because for people who try demos of various screen readers in XP or the NT platform, and then they uninstall and maybe they do it in a different order from that which they did the install, and their whole video chain gets messed up. And there's this DCM system on the horizon. What's Dolphin's position on DCM?
Yeah, okay, we'll do. The code was not available to us for 5.10, unfortunately. It had a couple of bugs in it, I believe. I'm not absolutely sure. We will have an up-3 update available to 5.10 called 5.11, and the DCM will be within that when Microsoft officially release it to us.
Right.
Okay, so I believe that GW Micro have finished their work, and now there's just some series of testing that needs to be done. And again, I believe that there's been an agreement between the 4 or 5 companies involved to share the software so we can all test it against each other's software.
One of the things I was very pleased to be able to report was this cooperative initiative that's going on between access technology vendors, where there is this interoperability testing to make sure that everybody's going to work with everybody else.
Yeah, it's excellent, isn't it? I mean, cease and rise again, the developers seem to meet up at that exhibition, and some good things come out of it.
Yeah, excellent. Did we cover all the new features, by the way, or did I leave some out there?
We have done a lot of work in Braille, so
Braille users
can actually have a hooked area on the screen, if they prefer to, and that can be at the beginning or the end of the Braille display. So you can turn that on and off as you wish. Again, we found that was call centre people were asking us for that particular feature as well.
So does that mean then that you can have a particular area of the screen that's always on your display while the rest of the display scrolls? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah, and you can set it to the beginning or the end of the display where you prefer, and you can set how many cells that you would like it to take up as well.
All right, so it could be useful for monitoring status lines or all kinds of things.
Yeah, and that's where one of my colleagues uses it all the time. So I noticed that it's all like adding features, isn't it, Jonathan? But they need to be of a benefit, and that does seem to be very useful.
Yeah, all right. What kind of upgrade pricing is involved to go from 5.0 to 5.1?
Okay, from our version 5.01, we had a free update to 5.02. So
right.
Customers who have that can, but for HAL users in the UK, can purchase the update for £100. That gives them the upgrade pack, addendums to the manual, audio, and of course in print. And they also get a free software maintenance agreement for this, for the next version that's coming out as well. We were very keen to support our loyal users, and for that reason, they're getting this version and the following version.
So it's kind of buy one, get one free arrangement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like my local supermarket. Yeah, no one's given that analogy before.
I have to say, since we last spoke, and I've had a look at the full HAL package or the Supernova package, and the documentation that is available on the CDs and everything is really quite incredible. It's the best documentation I've seen in the industry in terms of just how comprehensive it is and the way it's laid out.
Yeah. We're really pleased with it. It takes a lot of upkeep. We're under no illusions of what's involved. But, you know, I think we were rightly criticized for our documentation, our version 4 products. And to some extent, we've jumped to the other extreme. But I think it's worthwhile. I really do.
Yeah, because you've got two separate documentation products, I think, kind of a manual and then a tutorial-style option.
Yeah, we have. So in audio, the whole manual is dictated onto audio, but you have two CDs with a number of tutorials on. There's an internet one, just look off the top of my head, how to set the product up, how to load it. I think there's 7 in total. And we found we were putting those CDs at the end of the CD pack, and we found that people weren't finding them, so we've now put them at the beginning of the pack. And we find that you can really gauge the level of support you need by the people that have listened to those CDs or not listened to them. But they are really informative and get people up and running straight away.
Well, of course, providing the documentation is one thing. Encouraging people to use it is quite another.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you have much luck with that, or are you still getting lots of tech support that could be avoided if people checked out the documentation?
I think there's always an element of stuff that could be avoided. Particularly to very new users, but I think it's important that we're there. Certainly people who are new to a PC, to understand the whole Windows concept and then come to terms with HAL and Supernova is most difficult. So the level of support that we give is very varied, ranging from developers who need help right down to my coffee cup holder is broken.
Yeah, yeah, very good. So for those people who aren't familiar with the Dolphin products, can you just run over for us what HAL does, what Supernova does, and what Luna does, so that if people want to go to the website and check out the appropriate product for them and download the demo, they know what they're looking for?
Okay, we'll do. Luna is a magnification product. Gives magnification from 0 to 32 times. Again, it has the full color smoothing in it and many, many other features. It's available on, as all Dolphin products are, Windows 95, 98, ME, NT, 2000, XP Home, and Professional, and that's server or PC-based.
Right.
Luna Plus is sort of Luna Plus SunSpeech. It will confirm things. If I give an example, it would say, if you jump to the file menu bar, it would just say file, because the user would have the magnification usage, and it would jump there with them. Read long documents, but it's there really to help somebody who uses magnification. HAL is a full screen reader, and will work on the net particularly well, with lots of other applications. Supernova is HAL and Luna together. It's a full screen reader and full magnification, and it's really useful for people with failing sight, or perhaps people used on machines where there'll be different levels of impairment using. or public access machines indeed, so where different levels of visual impairment will be using that. Their website is www.dolphinuk, that's all one word, .co.uk, or www.dolphinusa, all one word, .com. And again, everybody can download the software. It's the 30 minutes run, and then the machine has to be rebooted.
Right, and it's indefinite. I mean, you can keep rebooting and keep trying it out.
You can. What you'll find is that you can use all the colour changer options. It's actually the full professional edition. What you'll find is that it doesn't actually save anything when you have to reboot it.
So, okay.
We find that's the best way people get a good idea of all the options rather than limiting certain things.
I know that some screen reader vendors have also, in addition to that 30-minute style demo, gone for a system where you can get a 60-day, say, fully functional version of the product so that you're not nagged by those problems and really get the feel of it. Have you considered that option?
Yeah, and it's not one that we've considered at the moment. Perhaps longer term, but no, we haven't considered at the moment.
How do you feel about, I mean, you may not be the person to ask this, I suppose, being from the UK, but I just wondered how Dolphin is feeling about its US presence. You know, you have a couple of products that are very, very well established in the US. Is Dolphin catching on over there?
Yeah, really encouraged, particularly because in the universities, where we find that the usage is very high. Again, it's the Supernova product. It's just one product. You don't have to try and get two things working together. There's no hotkey clash. And it's very, very stable. We always think you won't break our product. It just works. So, yeah, the States is coming on very nicely indeed for us, and particularly in the employment market where if you have somebody who needs magnification in one town on a network and somebody else who needs the speech side, just the one map solution, both the users can take from it as they wish.
So that's www.dolphinuk.co.uk or dolphinus.com.
Dolphinusa.com, yeah.
Oh, usa.com, thank you for that. And you can download the demo from there.
You can indeed.
Well, it's good to catch up with you, and we'll look forward to hearing about further developments in due course.
Towards the end of the year.